Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Ryan McKenzie of the 134th Legislative District in Lehigh and Berks Counties. Representative McKenzie, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, the House dealt with some legislation this week that will help to fix some problems with Pennsylvania's unemployment compensation system. What's going on here?
As a way to reopen unemployment compensation centers and get people the unemployment compensation benefits they have earned in a timely manner, the House approved Senate Bill 250, which would provide $15 million in funding to the Pennsylvania Department of Labor and Industry. Late last year, the governor laid off about 450 employees and closed three unemployment compensation call centers after state funding was halted due to complications from a failed computer upgrade system that the administration was overseeing. As a result, residents seeking to submit claims or obtain information from the Bureau have experienced lengthy delays or lack of response. This temporary funding is intended to improve operations of the unemployment compensation system, reduce wait times, and also have the proper oversight over future funding that goes towards unemployment compensation benefits and computer upgrades. The legislation also contains specific provisions that the department must meet to regain more permanent funding. Now that the bill has passed the House and has also been concurred by the Senate, it heads to the governor's desk for his approval.
Also, those who have students who are going to college next year have an important deadline coming up that they need to know about. What's going on here?
That's correct. The deadline for students and families to submit their applications for the 2017-2018 Pennsylvania State Grant Program is May 1st. This deadline applies to all renewal applicants and first-time applicants who plan to enroll in colleges, universities, or a college transfer program at two-year public or private colleges. To apply for a Pennsylvania state grant, applicants must first complete the 2017-2018 free application for federal student aid, also known as the FAFSA. Applicants can access the FAFSA online at www.pheaa.org/FAFSA. Again, that's www.pheaa.org/FAFSA or at www.fafsa.gov. Remember, completing the FAFSA online will save time and reduce application and processing errors. Students and families with questions about the FAFSA or the state grant program can also contact my office for more assistance. Our phone number is 610-965-9933. Again, 610-965-9933.
And of course, we just had tax day go past here, but for those who have back taxes that they may owe to the state of Pennsylvania, I understand that there is an important program they need to know about. What's going on here?
Pennsylvanians who do owe back state taxes now have the option to pay those taxes through a new tax amnesty program. The program, which offers incentives to Pennsylvanians to settle their delinquent tax accounts, is expected to generate as much as $150 million in revenue for the Commonwealth. It should be noted, though, that the program does not forgive taxes owed, but instead waives penalties, collection and lien fees, and half of the interest owed. All taxes owed to the Commonwealth administered by the Pennsylvania Department of Revenue are eligible for this program. The delinquent taxes must have been owed as of December 31st, 2015, and the amnesty period runs from April 21st to June 19th of this year. For more information, you can visit www.revenue.pa.gov. Again, www.revenue.pa.gov.
Representative McKenzie, thanks for this report to your constituents, and join us again next time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Ryan McKenzie.